40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael. Hi, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. For some odd reason, we've gotten disconnected like crazy. Let's see if I got them back up. Nope, I haven't gotten them back just yet. All right, you're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, only on WOKB. So glad to have you here. Let's go ahead and do what we need to do and to make everything pop, lock, and drop the way it's supposed to pop, lock, and drop the way we normally would do things here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I don't know, some way, somehow, the phone line just disconnected, and that's what happened, and that's what transpired. So we're going to make this thing happen as soon as possible. Thank you for tuning in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So let's do this right here. I think I got them back. Let's see. Mike Lynn, are you there yet? Nope, not yet. All right, we're going to work on it. We're going to get it back just like this. In the meantime, in between time, we have a lot in store for you tonight. On this show, it's going to be a great show. So get ready for a show that's going to be phenomenal, exciting, and well along the way. We have all of our special guests, and all our special guests are calling in on the phone line, and it's going to be off the chain. And I think our good friend Mike have something in store just for you on this evening. So we're looking for you, and definitely you, all at the same time. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. All right, I think I got him back. Mike Lynn, Dave, are you there?
We're here.
We are.
Oh, okay, we did it. Okay, I did something right for a change. Hey.
Hey.
We started December off right, right?
All right, where are we at here?
Okay, so.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Sorry for the confusion. This is confusion time. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Folks, one thing I want to say before we get started, let's introduce the players tonight. This is mass confusion here. To my left, we have our co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Lynn, are you there?
I certainly am, and I'm glad to be here on the December 5th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome, everybody.
And my other co-host, my buddy, Gary Sinclair, are you there?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! It's the happiest time of the year!
There you go. And in the studios in Orlando, we have, pulling his hair out, we have Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Hi, and welcome back to the show.
Well, glad to have everybody on board. Listen, folks, a couple of things I want to say. I want to start off by saying this. First, spoke to someone in the West Coast last week. We were discussing different things, and I happened to say to the fella, who happened to be a blind individual, are you familiar with Blind and Beyond Radio Show? He says, I am. He says, here in my community, there's a lot of mixed reviews about Blind and Beyond. I said, no kidding. I said, what don't they like about it? And he said, it's not, listen to the word, the key word. And this is what threw me back for a while. What's the key word, Lynn?
Unorthodox.
It's unorthodox. Got the word? It's unorthodox. I said, what does that mean? It's unorthodox. He says, well, you have music, you have trivia, you have people calling in discussing many things and not about the blind.
Too much laughing.
Too much laughing, too much going on. He says, we like more of an orthodox show, more about the blind community. I said, well, let me explain this way to you. This show is for the sighted as well as the blind, both. We've been on the air now, believe it or not, April will be 7 years. We're going through our 6th year right now. And April will hit 7 years on the radio. We must be doing something right. We've got more than a million.
I can say something there, Michael.
Go ahead.
I can say something. We've always said from the beginning, our show is fun, entertaining, educational, and employment. Fun and entertaining. That's our goal.
There you go. There you go. So if anybody has anything else to say about the show, I would love to hear about it because, well, what can I say? This show is meant for you, folks. That's what we're here for, to entertain you. What, Lynn? What are we going to say?
You did something a little unorthodox tonight.
Okay.
I do things backwards.
The
you
whole
did
show
things
was
a little backwards.
A little screwed up anyway.
Yeah, what else is new around here, right? Well, I have a few shout-outs, and then, Gary, I know you have one or two. And first of all, I'd like to give an early birthday remembrance for Dawn Brooks. And as you know, Dawn passed away several months ago, and she was the wife of guest co-host Charles Brooks, and Dawn had the same birthday as mine, December 9th, and she's the only person I know that shared the same birthday as me, except for Kirk Douglas. How do you like that? His birthday was December 9th. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out, the last Happy Hanukkah. Tonight is the last night, so Happy Hanukkah until 2022.
Last candle.
That's
last
right.
Candle.
We lit the last candle. In fact, it just burned out. And what else? Gary, you had a... we'll talk about that later. Gary, you had a shout-out?
Yeah, I give a shout-out to my grandson, Jackson, which will be 6 years old, the 11th of this month. So I give out a shout-out to him, and he's even actually been in studio with us. So he knows the radio show. And I want to say hello to my son, Wayne.
That's wonderful. Okay. That's wonderful. Let me explain this way to you, folks. Tonight, we'll be doing trivia, like we always do. But I'm going to do something else this week and next week, because it's Christmas time. Okay, I want you to listen to me carefully. For those folks that have never, never won anything on this show, they listen, and they have never won anything. Now is your time. We're going to be giving out this week and next week free Christmas dinners. That's right. Free Christmas dinners. What we're going to give out is a $25 gift card from Visa to use for your correct favorite restaurant. Okay? It's Visa.
Or buy groceries for to make
well, I'm saying it's a Christmas dinner. Okay? That's what I'm saying. So this is from the Blind and Beyond Radio Show to you. A Merry Christmas for anyone who's never won anything on this show. So if you're listening, and if you have never won anything, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call, and just say, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Orlando, Florida. That's my name. You use your name. You don't have to say your last name. Just say your first name and what city you're calling from. That's it. Nothing else. There's no trivia involved. You don't have to answer nothing. You're just going to say, and then we'll take down your address and send you a $25 gift card. That's it. That's our Christmas to you. Our Christmas gift to you.
Wait a minute. All you're telling me is all I have to do is be a very first-time caller that I've never called into the show before, that I have yet to win anything from the show, and just give you my name and my mailing address off the air, and I get a gift card for a Christmas dinner?
That's it, for $25. That's right. So all you have to do is say your first, on the air, you're going to say your first name only and the city you're calling from. That's all, period. And you might have called the show before, but you've never won. So the answer is this way. I'm looking for the folks who have never won anything. That's our Christmas gift to you for Christmas. So you don't have to answer anything as far as there's no trivia involved, there's no questions involved. The only thing I might ask you is, are you having a good day or something like that? But other than that,
And this isn't just for Orlando. This is all over.
Yeah. That's for anywhere. Anywhere. Any country. Listen, if you're in Jamaica, Canada, United States, wherever you are, we will send you a Christmas dinner. I'm calling it a Christmas dinner. It's a Visa, $25 gift card. That's it. There's no trick. There's no nothing involved. You're just going to call them and say, this, because, look, let me say this to you. We are excited that Blind and Beyond Radio next year is going to our seventh year. We want to do something nice this Christmas for all the folks who have never won anything on this radio show. So if you've never won and you're listening right now, listen to this. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep on saying it during the show. 407-894-1680. You don't have to answer anything. All you're going to do is say your name, your first name. Like I'm saying, if I was calling in, I'd be saying, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Orlando, Florida. That's it, period. There's nothing else to say. So you have a first name, and you, on the air, you have what city. That's all. And we will send you a $25 gift card, and we'll say Merry Christmas and have a beautiful dinner. That's it.
Hey, Michael, on this Christmas topic, how would it be if some of the listeners out there would call in tonight? I believe this is the first part of December, but tell us how you're going to be celebrating Christmas this year. Anything special?
Well,
your travels or whatever.
Well, hold on.
Well,
because
they want to do that.
I have the phone.
That's not part of the deal.
Listen, I have the phone line blowing up right now as we speak, and we're about 3 minutes behind the schedule. So we need to take our break.
Yeah, we are.
Let me answer the phone calls, and then we'll come back into it.
Okay. And Chris, our first guest is in the Zoom room, so
okay.
We'll take those three callers and
we're
then
behind
we'll go to our guest.
Yeah.
We'll just delay this segment a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Gary, that's if anybody wants to say it. They don't have to say anything for the $25 gift card.
No.
They don't have to say anything if they don't want to.
No.
They just have to say their name, first name, and the city they're calling from, period, to win a $25
right.
gift card
right,
for Christmas.
Are we going
that's
to break then? What are we doing? What did Chris say?
No.
We're going to take the three callers right now?
Yeah, then we'll go to break.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, sorry for the mass confusion. We started the show.
Sorry, he said we're 3 minutes behind.
Yeah.
So. Chris, are we taking those callers now?
You tell me, boss.
Also,
I'm ready. I was ready to go into a break while I answer the calls, and then we pick them right up. But you tell me.
Oh, okay. They go to break. I see what he's. That's what I thought.
We're going to break.
He wants to go to break.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and we'll be back.
Okay.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'll repeat that phone number. It's 407-894-1680. It's 407-894-1680. Okay, so who's on the line right now?
All right, so I'm going to give you two callers back-to-back, two first-time callers. The first young lady is calling from right here in Orlando, Florida. Her name is Miss Adrienne Petty, and our second caller is calling in from Jupiter, Florida, and she goes by the name of Miss Amy. So you have Andrea first, and then we're going to go right into Amy while I work on the third caller coming in.
Okay. Who's the first caller now?
Andrea.
Adrienne, how are you, Adrienne?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hello, Adrienne. Thank you very much for calling in, Adrienne.
You're welcome.
I can't hear you.
I said you're welcome.
Oh.
Do you listen to the show often? All the time.
And you never called in before?
I just listen. I get some.
Oh, you just.
Are you sighted?
Yes.
Well, good. That's great. And now you're getting a free Christmas dinner from us.
We're going to send you a
$25 Visa card that you can use at your favorite restaurant or anything else. We're calling it a Christmas dinner. You can use the $25, whatever you want. Anyway, just give your name and not on the air.
Hold on
and off the air, give your name and address so we can send it to you for your $25 gift card. Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Adrian. I got you covered already, Adrian.
Often.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Call more often.
Okay. Bye.
Who's the next listener?
All right. So we got Miss Amy from Jupiter. Amy, how you doing?
Hi, Amy.
Hey, hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
How you doing?
How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing really good, especially now.
Are you sighted?
I am. I'm sighted. My mom is not sighted. My mom is she's cognitively blind. Well, she's got a cognitive.
Oh, okay. So your mother's blind, but you're sighted. Yes. Do you listen to the show a lot?
No, actually, this is my first night. I was just visiting with my mom, and I pulled out and turned the station on, trying to get some tips and help out.
Does your mom listen to the show at all? Does your mom, who's blind, listen to the show at all?
No, she does not listen to the show.
Oh, I hope she will from now on, because that's...
Well, maybe you can help
Maybe you can help her, because the show is for the blind as well as the sighted. 30% of the audience is sighted, and 70% is visually impaired and blind.
I think we'll have to tune in together. Definitely, we'll do that.
Well, in the meantime, we thank you for calling. And you're going to get yourself a $25 gift card. We're buying you Christmas dinner. So we're sending you a $25 gift card from Visa. And you can use it whatever you want to do. We're calling it a Christmas dinner. So off the air, give your name and address. We can send out the gift card to you. And we thank you. Thank you very much for calling in, Amy.
Amy, you'll tune in every Sunday night at 7
o'clock.
Tune in,
Amy.
Okay?
I will do that. I'll call in with my mom. We'll listen together. Wonderful.
What's your mom's
name? Thank you.
What's your mom's name? What's your mom's first name? First name?
Sally.
What? Sally?
Sally.
All right, we'll give a shout. We're going to give a shout out to Sally, too.
Merry Christmas, Sally.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We'll send you out a $25 gift card. Thank you very much for calling in. Hold on. Give your name and address off the air.
Hey, Amy. Thank you so much. I got you covered. Thank you so much, Amy.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's go and talk to our good friend up in Pace, Florida, and talk to Jason. Jason, how you doing, Jason? Can you turn your radio down, Jason?
Hi, great. What'd you say?
Turn your radio down or step into another room for me.
Okay. Alexa, volume one. There.
Okay. He got it like that with Alexa. You and Mike.
Jason, where are you going from? What city, Jason?
Pace, Florida.
I'm sorry?
Pace, Florida. Pace.
Pace? I never heard of it. Pace? You saying Pace?
Yeah, Pace. P-A-C-E. Yeah. Like, take...
Pace, Florida. I never heard of Pace. But where's that near?
Right next to Pensacola.
Oh. Northern. I'm north.
Are you sighted or visually impaired?
Totally blind.
You're totally blind. Okay, but you never called totally in blind. Before. Oh, wow.
This is my first time because I just moved here. I just moved here to this state, so I'm new here. That's why I heard about my first time.
Oh, you're new here. You heard about the show, so you tuned in. Okay.
Terrific.
How did you hear about the show?
I got an email from ACB or something like that, or I signed up with FCB, Florida Council of the Blind.
Yeah, FCB.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, well, thank you so much. So you just won yourself a $25 gift card. Dude, we're buying you Christmas dinner. So off the air, give your name and address. We can send you this Christmas dinner from $25 from Visa. You can use whoever you want. And there's no tricks, no nothing involved. Our pleasure. We just want to give out nice Christmas dinners.
One question.
We give out all kinds of prizes. What?
Does this radio show play every week?
Every Sunday night.
We're, 7 to 9.
Oh, great.
Yeah, every Sunday night we're on the radio. National. It's a national. You can hear us all over the world. And we have 1 million listeners. And it's on every 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in California, it'd be 4 to 6. So wherever you are calling from, so 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. It's a show that's for the sighted community as well as the blind community. It's supposed to be
great,
entertain you. It's supposed to educate you. It's supposed to have fun, and hopefully you'll love the show.
You're looking for a job, entertainment.
Thanks.
And if you're looking for jobs, we also give out jobs and things like that. So, all right.
Yes,
so thanks
Merry
so much.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Jason, I got you covered. I got you covered, Jason. You're good to go. So thank you and have a great night.
Thank you very much.
Can we go to our guest now?
Now we got to go to our
guest. Yes, we can go to our guest. I'll tell the other two to hold tight.
Okay.
That'll be good. Okie dokie. All right, let me introduce our first guest, I should say. And then we'll go to the other callers. Well, this is fun. And we'd like to welcome Emily, and I think it's Trepanier. I'm not sure. It's a French name. And Emily is a blind snowboarder, and she's training for the gold in the 2022 Paralympics. Welcome, Emily, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hello, Emily.
All right.
Amy, this is Michael. First question.
Where are you calling from?
She's calling from, I believe, Canada.
I know where she's from.
I'm calling from Canada. British Columbia, Canada, actually.
Here's my first question to Amy.
Emily,
I'm sorry.
That was Amy.
It's okay.
Look, the show's screwed up enough tonight so I can be screwed up again. Anyway, here's the story, Amy, right?
Emily.
If it's easier, you can call me by my nickname, Starfish.
No.
Maybe that's easier.
I got to get Emily right first. Emily, here's my question.
He doesn't even have a fishing license.
No. Emily, here's my question. You're a snowboarder?
Yes.
What is a snowboarder? For those who don't know.
Do you know what skiing is?
Water skiing? Are you talking water skiing?
No. In the lake snow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So for those people who don't know even the snow is, okay, so you...
So I'm a snowboarder, so it's sort of similar to skiing, except the snowboarders only have one board, and skiers, they have two thinner ones. Right. They're two, like, thinner ones.
So what do? Stand up on this board? You lay down on this board? What do you do?
I stand up on this board and fly down the mountain.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wait. Wait a minute. I understand you. Wait a minute. Are you blind?
I am.
Wait a minute. So if you're blind, how do you know where you're going then? How do you know? You go right into a tree. What's the secret?
If I went alone, yes. But well, I actually have guides that I bring with me. So they tell me where we are going, and we use headphones. We actually use headsets, so we can all talk while we're flying down the hill.
Oh, so we're headset. Okay. And you're going down a low hill or a big hill?
It varies. Sometimes we've been down small hills. Sometimes we've been down large hills. We've been down mountains.
I got a question for
Wait,
you.
Gary, 1 second. I'll let you talk in a second, Gary. So, go ahead. I'm listening to this. These kind of hills.
How
they're
long
big hills.
Have you been doing this?
Yeah. I have been snowboarding for 10 years and racing for 6 years.
You race?
I do.
You race against other blind folks?
Yep. And, against time as well.
What?
Time and other blind people.
Okay, all right. So, Gary, go ahead.
You have a question, Gary?
Yeah, I got questions for you. I'm a former snow skier.
Yep.
When I was young, I skied. I did a lot of skiing. I was a good skier. Well, skied many times down some big hills, but my question is, and I know Michael Lynn wouldn't know what this is, but snowboarding wasn't going when I was, back in those days. It's a new thing for me. Do you jump moguls?
I don't do jumps, but I have done little moguls before. I'm starting to learn the little moguls just to, learn to read the terrain a little bit better, so it makes it a little bit easier for my guides. I haven't really done jumps, though. We've done, ride-on and ride-off boxes to, simulate the start gate.
So you're a daredevil!
I am!
Yeah. My other question.
Can I ask you a personal question? Emily, can I ask you a question? How old a person are you?
I am just turned 35.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Terrible. You sound so young. I thought you were probably 18 years old. 35 years old, and you're a daredevil. Wow, that's unbelievable. You know what? If you were sighted, I'd say you're a daredevil. At 35 and you're blind, that's even unbelievable. I can't believe that.
I don't even
feel
like
question
I'm 35
for you.
Either.
Get Gary, get.
I got another question for you. Now, when you go down, do you swoosh one side to the other? I mean, to slow down? Yeah, you swoosh.
Yeah.
You use your weight like I would skiing.
So with snowboarding, it's the turns they use are called toe turns and heel turns. So the one turn, you use your turn, so you put more weight on your toes, and the other turn is like heels, so you obviously have to put more weight on your heels.
Right. Emily, are you
so
totally
blind? Can you stop like a skier does? I mean, just bear into the one side and just come to a complete stop quick, or is the snowboard tougher?
It's pretty. You can stop for the most part pretty quickly, as long as you're on either your toe edge or your heel edge. So,
Emily, this is Michael. Are you totally blind?
So I wear glasses, and I have a little bit of vision close up in my right eye when I'm wearing my glasses. But when I'm snowboarding, I don't wear my glasses, so everything's just like a blur of colors, so I can't really make out objects or anything. So if I'd only be able to see something, it was literally right at my, right up my nose. So it's literally, I'm literally.
You're amazing. Amazing.
How did you get the name Starfish?
Oh, such a good story, actually. So when I first started snowboarding,
I had a snowboarding coach who was my head coach for the longest time, and he's still pretty active at being my head coach. So he was trying to explain every time that I fell how I looked like, because apparently it looked the same almost every time that I would fall. And then the one day he yelled out starfish, and he's like, every time you fall in like a starfish position. Your arms are like out like a starfish, and your legs go out like a starfish.
Funny.
It doesn't matter, but doesn't matter how you fall. You always end up in some sort of a starfish position.
So, Miss Starfish, do you wear a helmet?
Yes.
You wear a helmet?
I do, yes. Oh. I wear a helmet.
Now you're at least saying it's smart. Well, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's at least smart wearing a helmet.
Oh, I wear a helmet, and then for new hill, like for new mountains, I actually have knee pads that I can wear. I don't have to use them very often. I use them a lot more when I first started snowboarding. And then we actually have neon orange vests that we all wear. So mine says Blind Rider, and all of my coaches have guides. It says guides on them, but they're bright neon orange so people can all around us can see that I'm blind, and hopefully they'll stay out of my way.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Emily, while we're on the topic of your name, Starfish, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your fundraising, because you're training for the Paralympics.
Yeah, so I am actively always fundraising because being an athlete is so expensive, and it gets more and more expensive every year. There's lots of training that I do. So I'm in the gym a few times a week. I do yoga a few times a week. I'm obviously at the mountains in the wintertime racing and training. In the summer months, I do stand-up paddleboarding on the ocean here in British Columbia. And so all of that, it's a lot of money. So I am actively fundraising. My family actually started recently. It's called Team Starfish Craft, and you can find it on Facebook. I can also send the link. And it's basically homemade crafts made by my mom and my sister and my stepdad. And
what about the t-shirts?
They were a fundraiser that my friend actually did. And we're actually going to be doing a t-shirt fundraiser again soon, come in the new year sometime. So we'll have t-shirts, and I believe we might have long shirts that are going to be available for purchase. But if you follow the Team Starfish page on Facebook, or you can check out our website at teamstarfish.ca, that we'll be posting all that information on there as well, and I can also email you guys as well.
Yeah, why don't you keep us posted, and we're going to take a nice
round. And where do I send the money?
And she'll send me all the information, and we'll post it.
Yeah, I will.
Facebook.
And I also recently started a podcast called Shredding for Gold, so be sure to check that out as well. I can send all that.
Yeah, it's called Shredding for Gold. That's an interesting name for a podcast.
Send it all to us. We'll put it up. We'll see what we can do for
you. Thank you for joining us, Emily. We'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and keep in touch.
Yeah, keep in touch, Emily.
I will for sure. Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking. Right now, before we go any further, it's trivia time. Trivia time.
Wait, Mike. Before you go to trivia, let's get these other three callers first, then go to trivia.
Right.
Okay, before we go to trivia,
Yeah, because they've been waiting. They've been waiting
clear
the whole
board.
Time.
Let's clear the board. Yep.
So we're going to talk with Mike from West Palm Beach. Mike from West Palm Beach. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Mike, you're from West Palm Beach, Florida?
In Florida.
Yes.
Here.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
I assume you're also on WFTL down there in Florida?
Yes. I'm in West Palm Beach. Man, I'm listening to you.
Is this your first time listening to the show?
No, I listen to it all the time, but that is my first time calling.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We appreciate you calling. Okay, so you asked yourself a pre-Christmas dinner. That's great. Okay, wonderful. Are you sighted?
Yes. My mother is blind, but I can see.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so you're sighted to listen to the show. Okay.
But his mother is
blind.
So you're going to get yourself a $25 gift card from Visa. You say, give your address off the air, and we're going to buy you a Christmas dinner on us.
Michael,
thank you very much.
He was saying that his mother's blind.
Yes.
Your mother's blind.
Okay.
What's his mother's name?
What's your mother's first name?
Margaret.
Yeah,
Margaret.
Does she listen to the show?
Yes.
Oh, she listens to the show. Margaret, Merry Christmas to Margaret.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You're going to have her call in, too.
Yeah.
You'll have your mom call in.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
Keep on listening. Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas. And give your name and address off the air, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much. I already got you taken care of, Mike.
Okay, already.
All right. Listen, let's go. Go ahead.
Do you want me to repeat it?
No, you good. I got you, Mike. You good.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Already. Thank you very much.
All right, let's go right here to Orlando and talk with our friend who listens all the time. He said, I listen to the show week in and week out, but this is my first time calling in. Art, are you there, Art?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Art.
Hey, Art.
Yeah, I'm hearing him.
Art?
Yes, sir?
How you doing, buddy? And you listen to the show all the time, Art?
All the time, 7 o'clock, Sunday night, I tune in from the station to listen to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Art. Are you sighted?
No, I get a lot of experience out of the show, though.
What? Are you visually impaired or are you sighted? Can you see?
Yeah, I can see.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
I'm glad you listened to the show. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Going to buy you Christmas dinner on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to buy you Christmas dinner. We're going to send you a $25 Visa card. Okay? And you give your name and address off the air. And keep on listening to the show. And you can call in more and try to win some music, Chuck. When we play music, you try to listen. Okay?
All right. We're going to do that.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Art, thank you so much, Art.
Keep on listening.
Yeah, because this station is my station. I listen all the time, man. Up to Glenn in the morning, Lady D, your name, all of them.
Yes, sir. Hey, Art, we appreciate you. Thank you so much, Art.
Well, thank you so much, Art. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right.
Any other calls online?
Have a good Christmas.
You too, Art. Thank you.
You too. Merry Christmas to you. Enjoy the 25th.
Merry Christmas dinner
on us.
All right. Let's talk to Miss Becky from Margate, Florida. Miss Becky, how you doing, Becky?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
Hi, Becky. Hello, from Margate, Florida. Hi.
Hi.
You know Margate very well. My parents used to live in Margate. We're originally from Carl Springs, Florida.
Oh, good. Okay, so you know exactly where I am.
Yeah, my parents lived in Margate. Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Right off of Rock
Island.
We're here too.
Yep, that's where we are. We're in the senior living area, you know,
over
50 community.
My parents used to live in Palm Springs.
Oh. We're in Paradise Islands, which is right off of Rock Island.
Well, Merry Christmas.
And Royal. Thank you.
Have you been listening to the show long? Or is it today's your first day?
It's actually my second time, so I enjoyed it the first time, so I was glad to hear it again.
Well, as long as it's not screwed up, we're on every Sunday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard
Time. I listen to it in my car, and I'm not in the car usually at this time of night, so I was excited to hear it again.
Okay, thank you so much for listening, and we're going to send you a $25 Visa card to use at your favorite restaurant. You can use it anywhere you want. We're calling it Christmas dinner. We're calling it Merry Christmas
on
us.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful Christmas
Thank
dinner
you.
On us. So give your name
Thank
and address
you
off the air so we can send you.
Keep on listening.
Love to hear from
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Okay.
Good night. All right. Now we're going to go to trivia. All right. It's trivia time. Trivia time.
Now anybody
can call it, but trivia time.
Every man
self. Okay. As long as you haven't won the last 30 days.
That's right.
Yeah. So here we go. Trivia time. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song?
Gary.
It's Gary this year's song.
It's Raiden's, my grandson. He loves it.
Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up. bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. I'll jingle up around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle.
Okay, so the phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Who is singing that song?
Well, folks, I know, like someone said, the show is unorthodox, and that's why they didn't like the show. It's unorthodox. But let me just say this to you. Since the time we started this show, Blind and Beyond, this show has been different. We love sighted folks listen to the show. Yeah, we love sighted folks listen to the show. We love visually impaired show. People listen to the show. We love blind people listen to the radio show. We love all you people listen to the show.
We love everybody.
We love everyone. Doesn't make a difference what kind of eyes you have, whether sighted or blind. We're here for you. This radio show is here for you. So we love to entertain you. And if we mess up, well, we do that all the time, mess up. Well, that's the way life is. We mess up. And I'm your host, Michael. I'm here every week. My co-host, Lynn Golder. Gary Sinclair is another co-host. We have different co-hosts. But all I can tell you is we're here for you. This is your show. If you have something you have to say, whether it's positive or negative, well.
Well, how do they get a hold of you, Michael, if they have something?
Well, you can write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat that again. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. By the way, we have more than 300 shows we archive. We archive more than 300 shows. So after the show's over, you can hear yourself or any show in the past, more than 300. Just go to our webpage, which is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
All right.
Look there. Check us out.
All right. So I got two callers on the phone line. Our first caller is calling in for the trivia. All right. Our first caller is our good friend out of Clinton, Indiana. That's right, Clinton, Indiana. Ladies and gentlemen, we got John Stroop. And then after that, we got Natalio from Port St. Lucie, Florida. First time caller calling in. But in the meantime, let's get to our good friend John over in Clinton, Indiana for the trivia. John, how you
John,
doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris.
Hey, Clinton. John.
Hi, John.
Merry Christmas, hey, John. Merry Christmas,
Merry
John.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas. Gary, Michael, Lynn, and the guy is Bobby Helm singing Jingle Bell Rock.
You are right. You are right.
Merry Christmas. You are that one.
You just won your son. The $10 gift card from Subway coming your way. $10 gift card from Subway. Well, I got you on the line. Let me ask you a question, John.
Yep.
You think the show is okay, even though the show is unorthodox, because they said our show is unorthodox. We should be more orthodox. We should be more rigid. We should be more
serious.
I think you're doing
what do you think? What do you think?
It's a variety. It's a variety of subjects.
You got it.
And
that's correct.
Enjoy, you know, the people can enjoy it. If they don't like what's coming up, then they can move away from it and then come back. I mean, that's
right.
That's
or
right.
They can just turn us off. They can, hey, look, it's a free country. You just turn the dial on your radio. Just turn the dial. You don't like it? Just turn it off.
That's exactly right.
It's a talk variety show. That's right. That's what it's supposed to be.
Every week.
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What were you saying, John? I'm sorry. What?
What?
What did you say? I'm sorry, I missed it. What did you say? You said something about you listen every week?
I says I listen to you guys every week. You know, I enjoy
well,
it.
Well,
we appreciate that.
And all the different trivia and all the different songs and stuff. I was going to say, Bobby Helms was born and raised in Martinsville, Indiana. That's only about 40 miles from Clinton. And he started out in Bloomington, Indiana on a show called The Hayloft Frolic. Uncle Bob Hardy, and he had a country show and like a Barn Dance type C or stations and stuff, and that's where Bobby Helm started down there on in.
Do you know his other big record that wasn't Christmas? Do you know his other song that had a big hit that wasn't Christmas?
No, right offhand, I can't think of it. But that's. Can you tell
me? My Special Angel.
Oh yeah, yep. I remember.
You are my special angel.
My special angel.
Here to eternity.
Bubba.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Yes, yep. Sir. Anyway, I kind of.
Yeah, Bobby had some big hits. Yep.
Oh, he did. He had some real good hits. So I really liked him, and I used to watch that Hey Law Frolic when he was on there every couple of months. He'd be on there and promoting his songs and whatever. My mother used to like him too. She thought he was really great. So anyway,
well, John from Indiana, I think you're the best too for listening to our radio show. We appreciate you
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Stay warm.
Hey, John.
Cold up there.
Keep on listening.
Thank you, John. Appreciate
it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a happy Hanukkah. Okay.
Same to you. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, let's go and talk to our first-time caller, Natalia from Port St. Lucie, Florida. Natalia, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Hello, Natalia.
So you listening? What radio are you listening on? WFTL? Down here in South Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever listened before? Is this the first time you ever listened to our show?
No, I'm new to the radio station. Maybe 5 weeks now I've been listening.
Oh, you listen 5 weeks. Okay, so you must like the show. I guess keep on listening.
Yes, I do like the show.
Words passing.
And I'm a first-time caller,
too. How did you find out about our show?
I was just scanning the radio stations, and I came across something that sounded like when you guys were talking about Blind and Beyond. And I said, well, that's interesting, but the show is ending. So I said, well, I got to catch it next weekend. And I did.
What's unusual is what's unusual is there's a lot of callers that called in to us and said they were riding down the road and switching radio stations and found us. That's pretty cool.
Are you sighted?
No, I'm not. I'm legally blind. I'm in my late stages of retinitis pigmentosis.
Oh, okay. Gary.
Yeah.
Gary, he's got what you got.
Yeah, he's got what I have.
There's a lot of you out there, a lot of our co-hosts. Yep. A lot of our people have it. Yep.
Yes, and that's why I like to listen, because I get a lot of information from you guys and from your listeners.
But you can call in, too. You can call in. You can call in when prize besides that. You can call in just to say hello. You call in just to say hello.
Yeah. I will be doing that from now on.
Yes. Sure. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much
for calling in. And
Merry
you just
Christmas.
Won yourself a Christmas dinner on us. So we're seeing you 24 hours on Christmas dinner. Thank you so much. Off the air, don't say it on the air, your name and address, so we'll send it to you, and you'll get it this week, a $25 gift card coming from Visa. Thank you so much for listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio.
Okay, you have a Merry Christmas, and I'll be listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
So, folks, see, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And all those folks that don't like the show, well, you just turn us off. That's it. But we try all the time. We do trivia songs. We try to. I mess up all the time. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. That's what happens when you're blind like me. And I'm not a young kid. So that's the way life is. Yeah. And I can have arguments with my beautiful wife next to me. So that's the way it is, too. Well, so we screw up. We make mistakes. So if you're listening to a show that's perfect, that's not us. That's not us. We are real. Yes, Gary.
Listen, I got
to bring up something all the time in mind. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
I'm sorry. I got Art calling back. And just to let everybody know, yes, tonight's show is very unorthodox because we have missed every time frame that we normally would do for all of our breaks. It's about 5 minutes before the hour. It's almost time to go to the top of the hour. But Art has called back because Art got something that he wants to say about the show.
Going to the top of the hour now?
No. Chris. Let's talk to Art real quick because Art got something that he wants to say to the show. Art, how you doing?
Okay, Art.
Yes, you're on. There's nothing wrong with the show. The show is okay. So the person will call and say, this show is not interested. They don't know what they're saying.
Well, thank you, Art. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Art. For saying something nice. Thank you so much for saying nothing nice about the show.
I enjoy the show, and I get a lot of things out of the show. So nothing wrong with the show.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it so much, Art. Thank you so much.
Okay, sir.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Thank you for listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Anyway, oh, is it time to go to the top of the hour?
I'm a little confused.
What time is it?
We got a couple minutes.
And it's a couple minutes behind.
What time is it now?
So, Michael, I want to bring up what I was just thinking of here a minute ago. And I don't know how many years back, if you can remember or not, but at this time, a few years back, we had Joe Pilano with us, and we had the Christmas party here live on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yes, Patty was there too.
You got a remote.
Yep.
From your house.
Yep.
Yeah, at my house, we had a live radio show Christmas party, and Michael got all the chili steak subs for everybody.
Oh, now I remember.
Yep. Well, those folks who are listening for the first time, keep on listening. And those folks who have been around, I wish you call in. Be nice. We don't hear from you often, so we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to buy you a Christmas dinner tonight. If you don't call in, what can I say? I'm throwing it out there for these folks. You want to call in, get a Christmas free Christmas dinner on us? Now's the time. We're gonna go to break at the top of the hour. We'll be back in the second hour shortly. So keep on listening. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael. If you don't like me, well, I guess you'll have to turn us off because I'm the host. What do you want?
Listen, we got us another first-time caller calling in from Margate, Florida. All right. Her name is Virginia. Virginia. How you doing, Miss Virginia?
To Margate.
I'm great. Virginia. How are you?
Hi, Virginia.
Doing fine. Another Margate. Yes.
You must be friends with Becky.
Yes,
are you friends with Becky? You're friends with Becky. Okay.
What's that?
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
You're a first-time caller. Well, I hope you keep on listening. We know Margate well. So we're going to buy you Christmas dinner, $25 Visa credit card. We're coming your way. Thank you for listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I hope you keep on listening.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
This show is catered to the visually impaired and blind as well as the sighted. 70% of our audience is visually impaired and blind, 30% is sighted. So we love sighted people calling the show. The show is supposed to be entertaining, supposed to be fun, supposed to be educational, supposed to be a lot of things. So we hope you keep on listening. It's a talk show, variety show. It's on every Sunday night from 7 to 9.
Oh, it's awesome. Thank you.
And we're not Orthodox.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So we don't talk politics, and we don't. There's two things we don't do. We don't talk religion, and we don't talk politics. No politics, no religion.
Good. Absolutely. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So keep on listening. Give your name and address off the air to our Chris Shaw, who's our engineer and producer. He'll take your name and address, send it to you, and you'll get the $25 gift card this week from Visa. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks so much. Have a nice night.
Enjoy. Keep on listening to the show.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye. we're gonna go to break. We're going to the top of the hour. Chris, take us to the top of the hour.